KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking for work?
To Tiger Field here on this Saturday evening edition. Data is covering all of the field. We've dropped below 80 degrees. It is a beautiful night in baseball here today. A great opportunity for some Colt 45s baseball here, looking to get the series win here tonight. Obviously, best 2 out of 3, they got the game tomorrow regardless, but looking to clinch the series as they won yesterday against Concert Zephyr's team with a score of 16-6. In the first game, Colt 45 scored 12 runs in the fifth inning, just a huge outing for them in the middle of that game, which got them the win, winning by 10, obviously. They improved to 15-3 on the year, and they're looking to clinch the series for win tonight. Zephyrs, obviously, dropping that one, looking to even it up and set a series-deciding game for tomorrow, but they actually out-hit the Colt 45s yesterday, but couldn't quite get the job done on the defensive side of things. A lot of walks, a lot of hit batsmen, and some unforced errors, which really drove home those runs and pretty much put the game to bed in that fifth inning for the Colt 45s.
Yeah, as we kind of talked about last night when it closed out the show, it wasn't like the Colt 45s getting that quote-unquote last laugh after the Jason Stephens homer in the second, and then walking away with the win was in fact your Colt 45s. Now that's one straight, and Chad Phillips actually on the PA system. The little weather out here. It's again 78 degrees, and we haven't even actually had first pitch yet. It's a beautiful night for baseball here in late June, and what has typically been a rather hot June and July. Tonight, Chase Phillips getting the baseball from Drew Bumgardner, not Mr. Bob Anderson out there. So Drew Bumgardner also in the absence of Bob Anderson, who's out sick. And then for Zephyrs will be Hodges. Hey Hodges is the name we have. Not sure what his first name is, but yeah. But the, I don't want to say it. Well, I guess obstacle in a sense of just stuff we have to work around. Not everything's online on rosters and whatnot, so our best to get as much information as possible. We've talked about it throughout the last few seasons, of course, just that. And everything we can do to get as much information to you as possible to really make for overall go being better, you know?
Absolutely, yeah, just getting as much information as we can, but obviously we are much with limited stuff here, the summer ball. And, just a great opportunity here. We're going to get the lineups to you momentarily. And the 445s, obviously, just on a one-game winning streak as of right now, looking to get back-to-back wins here and clinch the series, as mentioned, against this very strong team. Really well. They actually out hit the Colt 45s yesterday, as mentioned earlier, but just couldn't get the job done. Left a lot of runners on base, but so did the Colt 45s as well. So, a lot of runs, 22 runs throughout 9 innings, 12 of them coming just in the bottom of the fifth, the Colt 45s. So, took away that inning, and it's a completely different ballgame, and one that the Concord Zephyrs win pretty handily, I'd say.
Yeah, that fifth inning was almost on the scorecard for the Zephyrs, but again, Colt 45s, when you have a monstrous inning like that where you put 12 runs on the board, 9 times out of 10, that will be the difference in the ball game.
Right.
Now, Colt 45's lineup is getting an out. And Chase Phillips will be facing off against Jack Downing of this Zephyrs ball club.
And he's second.
And Mark Anthony Carroll. We'll just see what the Colt 45s can do tonight, because they had that 12-run fifth inning last night. But the thing about that was the fact that a lot of walks is only 3 hits in that endeavor. And if they chew together hits, it's going to be a whole different ballgame. So that will be the key of this ballgame for the 45s. And they'll have Parker back in the lineup.
Patrick Bowen Jr. is still in the lineup, and then Conklin and Chiarito in that 3-4 spot. I mean, Ayers back in the lineup, so they have the bats. Bats do tell,
absolutely.
You've got to string it together with the loss.
Right, absolutely. And I do believe that tonight's game can be much more difficult to win than last time. Obviously, they won by 10 runs, but you look at the numbers, and it was a relatively evenly matched, evenly scored game, apart from the runs, obviously, which is the most important. But I think the Colt 45s, his efforts are going to come out cleaned up, and they're going to be able to prevent those walks and hit batters from really paying dividends like they did last night. I think they're going to play a more clean game, and it's going to be a really interesting one here tonight. As you can get some wind blown back, slightly different than we normally get out here at Tiger Field, usually from blowing from left to right, kind of at our backs, coming back towards us here tonight. And I'm sure it'll be kind of like last night, where it's blowing all around, but nothing like a little breeze on a cool June night here in Redding, California.
Yeah, again, with this weather, it makes for a whole different level of, I want to say, freedom with the ball game, if that makes sense, but comfortability due to the lack of, I mean, both teams from rather hot areas, Concord can get up to 1 point as well, and for the 45s, they're used to playing in that heat, but when you have a team come up on the road that's not used to that heat, it creates a whole lopsided ball game, but in this sense, Concord used to it. We have a nice national anthem brought to you by the Sandlot Sound.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Everyone, and welcome back here to the Tiger Field
in Redding, California. We'll have Spencer here with the lineups.
Thank you, Jacob. Starting off for the Concord Zephyrs, Gabe Jost patrolling center field is batting first, batting second, in right field is going to be Mason Renau. At first, batting third is going to be Brendan Wooster, we saw him there last night. And batting in the cleanup position is going to be Jason Stevens, going to be patrolling left field. Batting fifth, and in that DH spot is going to be Evan Karuma Rice. Followed batting sixth and manning the hot four on third is Caleb Ennis for these efforts. Batting seventh, and behind the dish is going to be Aaron Del Real. Followed by batting eighth and throwing second base is going to be Raul Ramos. And rounding off at short is going to be Keith Messi. And closing sides here, the outfield, the Ayers going left, in center is going to be D'Amico Parker, getting some more burn out there, and in right field is going to be Braden Chiarito. And on the infield, around the Conklin at third, at short, Mark Anthony Carroll, Deegan Palos at second, Patrick Sutton here at first, the dish is going to be Tyler Jones. Nod from both Bob Anderson and Drew Bumgarner is going to be Chase Phillips.
A solid lineup card being put together here by
the 45s.
Great offensive showing last night. You have to expect. And that will stay alive tonight.
We're going second year of training. Did the ceremonial first pitch with his partner officer, and what it really was the Reading Police Department putting on a little bit of a show with the the dog tackling protective gear.
It's a word for it. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure.
As he charges from the mound upon release and the command from his officer. Chase down the other officer in the full protective gear. Did a great job, Officer Colt, the German Shepherd. But we're waiting here. 445 is donning the home whites and the black shorts is underneath the Zephyr's gray bottoms, navy blue tops with the Zephyr's across the chest and a very close to the Mariners style of the blue with the Mariners across the chest.
Yeah, again, very West Coast if you ask me. Something we see from the Zephyrs a lot and from other teams coming from around that area.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that is the fun of, you see a lot of teams happily play on these, the teams out here in this area. And, I mean, the Alameda Anchors were one of them, of course, with the, quote-unquote, the A's. And they kind of used the A symbol, not really. And they used some high schools in the area using NFL-style logos.
Yeah, definitely.
And whatnot. But tonight, for the Colt 45s, they'll look to continue the winning streak. They've so far only had one win in a row, but looking to continue that can, well, will turn into a consecutive streak, because I'm jumping over my words there. Oh, my goodness. Concord with at least one loss straight. We don't have quite literally anything on them. But it will be Chase Phillips who's thrown the ball. And it's Kevin Hodges, the manager for Zephyrs. The Colt 45s take Chase Phillips. He takes the mound.
And again, we were talking a little bit in the pregame show, a little bit systematic here for the Colt 45 so far. This on Saturday, Chase Phillips getting burned and getting the nod to start off in the middle game of the series pretty much every weekend, at least the ones I've called with you, which has been exciting to see some consistency from this Colt 45 ball club that you really never know what you're going to get as far as lineup goes.
Yeah. As Jose Villa. Well, I got the first name of the Humboldt umpire, Stan something. That's what we'll go with. Johnson.
We back the Blue Knight, folks.
And it is We Back the Blue Knight, which is part of why Colt, the canine, was in fact throwing out that first pitch for the 45s.
Yeah, third, and Steve Graves is over there at first base.
Jose Villa, last night's home plate umpire. As Chase Phillips will conclude his warm-up tosses as the tall righty will get ready to get underway here. And it's been an exciting night for baseball as always. Chase Phillips, sophomore right-hand pitcher, 6'8", 250 out of Taft, California. And yeah, just ability to throw that pearl pretty quick with that 6'8" frame.
And I do think we'll see a lot more strikeouts tonight coming from this Colt 45 side, and I'd assume the Concord Zephyr side as well, both just with the small little handful of strikeouts coming in yesterday's game.
First pitch misses inside. First pitch comes in at 7:18 p.m. And we are underway here at Tiger Field after Phillips delivers the first pitch to the right-hand batting. Gabe Yost swinging on this one, popped up on the infield. Phillips calling for it in front of the mound. Will squeeze it himself for out number one, and that's the way our ball game begins. Fielding his position, and yeah, I think after last night where there was just a very small handful of strikeouts from 45 pitch, there would be far more here tonight. There was only five last night. If all my stats are in fact correct, which hopefully they are.
Yeah, and that's a nod to the Zephyrs as well. They did a great job picking their pitch, and pretty much anything they felt like they should swing at, they were making contact with. Even if it was caroming foul, they still did a great job of just putting the ball in play and giving an opportunity to get on base.
Yeah. When you put the ball in play, this one's right on the outside corner, even the count up at one ball and one strike. When you put the ball in play, good things happen, as Dallas Braden of the Oakland Athletics has said multiple times. Here's the 1-1 delivery to the left hand, hitting Mason Renau with the open stance time called and granted late. So one ball, one strike. And Dick's back in. One ball, one strike, one out. Pop up to the pitcher to begin the ball game, and now Renau up, working a 1-1 count with one out. 3-2 down the right field line, 3-20 on the left field line. 3-60 to the left in the gap. 3-60 to the left in the gap. There's a fastball right on the left in corner. A start called strike two. 4-06 straight away, just to the left of those flags, blowing out toward left field. Toward the street. Here's the 1-2 delivery with one out. The left-hand batter in the dirt, smothered by Jones. The battery made up Chick Phillips, Conklin, Carroll, Paulus, and Bowen Jr. around the horn. Third, short, second, and first. Timmy Ayers in left. Parker patrolling center, and Chiarito patrolling right field behind Mr. Chick Phillips as he kicks and deals the 2-2. Is chopped up the middle, ranging over to his left hand. A shot goes over his glove into center field for a base hit. Carroll ranging over, was going to get to it. Just skipped up on that third bounce on the high chopper and over his head into center field where DJ Parker will play it back.
Yeah, hard contact there from Renau. Obviously takes a really nice hop right over that second base and right over shortstop Mark Anthony Carroll, who usually would make a play like that. Just hit way too high off the hop. Definitely an aggressive contact swing there on the ground.
Now it's the right-hand hitting Stevens. Ground ball to the third baseman. Goes to second for one. It escapes the clutches of the second baseman. Paul backed up there by Chiarito. And everyone will be safe at first and second base.
Yeah, and just a quick little mistake there early on here from the hot corner from Conklin, which we see him play so well usually. So a little bit surprising there. Just couldn't quite hit the mark to Mark Anthony Carroll at second. Or Deegan Palace, it was at second. Sneaking by him there, but able to hold the runs and keep that ball roughly in the infield or in the shallow outfield, so kept the runs from 30 feet.
First and second. It's a ground ball back to Phillips. Behind his back, can't get to it. Slow roller towards second. Handled by Carroll. On the bag. Flips to first. In time for the 6-3. That's one way to get out of the jam. Four on the hand, the base hit. But two are stranded, or one is stranded, rather. Here at the end of the top of the first inning, no runs, stretched across by the Zephyrs here on KCNR. Scoreless after the top of the first inning with the Colt 45s coming up on the bottom
half. Tonight's Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked-in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel-dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
It will be Jack Downing for the Concord Zephyrs to take on Ayers, Carroll, and Conklin. 1, 2, and 3 for the 45s. Facing off here in the home half of the first. We've just gotten underway here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Just a throwdown made by Del Real, the catcher. As the Zephyrs conclude their warm-up, and now stepping to the plate will be Timmy Ayers. So he shakes the catcher's hand, and of course, the home plate umpire, Stan. Stan something.
Yeah, and first time we'll see him facing off against Jack Downing.
of Concord Zephyrs guide, curious to see what he'll do tonight for the Zephyrs team, which played pretty solid defensively, taking away that fifth inning, of course.
Left-hand batter digs in. Peering in at the belt off that first base side out of the stretch is down and kicks and deals on the outside corner, about belt high for strike one. And also it was Brendan Lister back in the top of the first inning that reached on that E5, and then it was Jason Stevens on that 6-3 double play that grounded out, just to get my housekeeping in order. Here's the 0-1 delivery to Tim Ayers, left-hand batter with nobody out, nobody on. So line shot toward the shortstop and past the reach of him through the 5-6 going into left field, four base hit where Stevens will play it back. And to lead things off here tonight, Tim Ayers gets aboard.
Yeah, great contact there by Ayers, able to get the right through that 5-6 hole that we see him hit so often. And right to left field where he's patrolling here on the defensive side of things. But great way to start the game, getting their first hit on their first at-bat for the Colt 45s tonight.
Yeah, nice little inside-out swing. Pushed that ball through the left side. Wasn't fast by any means, but was quick enough to get through beyond the full extension of the shortstop. Now, Carroll to the plate. He's backed off of it. Takes way inside for ball one. Right-hand batter, third baseman Emmons, camped in on the grass, about a foot off the grass. Just a bit in front of the bag over there at third base. Four or five steps off the line. First baseman Lister holding on the runner at first. This one's chopped toward the third baseman, over a leaping third baseman, and past the shortstop, full extension of Matsy, and into left field for a base hit, so back-to-back base hits.
Yeah, and a couple of choppers we've seen so far from each side, just hitting it just a few feet off that infield, and taking a high hop over both third base and shortstop there we saw.
Yeah, and Matsy, the shortstop, could not cleanly get to it. Again, just barely beyond his reach. It was a slow chopper, but just unable to get to it. Now Conklin to the plate. First baseman will play in front of the runner at first. In the event of a ground ball toward him, they'll look to turn two with nobody out. Runners on first and second. They're also shaded up the middle in Mathieu and Ramos. Shortstop and second baseman as this one misses low for ball one to Preston Conklin, the third baseman tonight. And here's a chance for him right now to redeem himself after that error. Slightly open stance for the right-hand batter as the sun starts to peek out just a little bit between the clouds and over that tree line back behind us on the third base side. Showing bunt, pulls it back, into the catcher to the backstop. Home plate covered by the first baseman and pitcher as everyone else will move up 90 feet on the wide pitch.
And this is a great start for the Colt 45s, obviously. A couple of base hits, now they're able to get a free 90 feet for each of them. We got two runners in scoring position, just a couple at-bats in.
And now the Zephyrs will draw the infield in as the sun peeking out. We've got cloud cover all the way over beyond left field, partly cloudy skies above the ballpark, but the sun peeking out just in time to get in the face of all these Zephyrs defenders. Is this one on the inside corner, belt high, to make the count two balls and one strike. The shortstop motioning over the second baseman where to go. See shades more towards second base with the third baseman and shortstop playing about, what'd you say, 10 feet apart or so on this left side of the infield. Huge lead over there at second base as this one misses inside to make the count three balls and one strike. The first baseman, essentially the lone fielder on the right side, huge hole between the first and second baseman. The second baseman playing about 15 feet off the bag at second. Carroll with a large lead over there at second base. Here's the 3-1 delivery. Breaking ball just misses inside, and Conklin will work a walk, so that will load the bases. A little bit of a deep breath now because it's a little easier to defend that. And now, Chad Johnson was going to shout out to that girl right there. I just saw it happening. She just found out she made All-Stars. Her name is Lacey. So congratulations to Lacey, the bat girl tonight, on making All-Stars at 12 years old. Phenomenal stuff. Now Sox up high for Chiarito, digs in from the left-hand batter's box. Still in on the grass, the first baseman and third baseman. Lister at first, Emmons at third. In the spot of the sun out there on the field after the sun peeking back out from behind the clouds over behind us.
And Downing so far just not able to hit his spot, trying to hit that zone. Paint the corners here and keep these Colt 45s honest, but unfortunately just hit things quickly.
Here's the 1-0. Right at the belts. Called strike one. Now the 1-1 delivery from Downing. Is he, again, trying to deal with those command issues like you said, Spencer? So he comes set, working from the stretch. The 1-1 just poked at, barely fouled off. Now Gal moves to 1-2 on the right fielder for the 45s tonight. Her on deck. Line continue to move. The near impossible, it should continue to move for the 45s. Deep in the box, even six for the left-hand hitting. Chiarito, the 1-2. Breaking ball just off the plate outside. Thought he was going to get the punch out there.
Yeah, really close again. He's not missing by much, but unfortunately he is missing. So bases are loaded here for the Colt 45s, and they got an opportunity to do some damage early, which we saw one run get scraped across for the Colt 45s last night in the first inning, but looking to double, possibly triple that here with runners on and nobody out.
Now this one misses low. Ball two on Chiarito. Ball three, rather. I keep checking that scoreboard to double-check my math. Now, 3-2 with nobody out. No place to put Chiarito with ducks on the pond. First, second, third, they take their leads. A single, and then a walk. Start off this bottom of the first of a scoreless ball game. Down and comes set, kicks, deals the payoff. Bounces it in the dirt. And walking in a run as Ayers will trot in to score. Everyone moves up 90 feet. Back-to-back walks.
Yeah, and this makes things interesting again early here. This is the start of the game, and it's feeling like the fifth inning already, as it was last night for the Zephyrs of the Colt 45s. See if they can get as many runs as possible here and get themselves some insurance early on. I mean, obviously, so much baseball to be played and fairly touch the top of this first inning. Or the bottom of this first inning, rather.
Now speed to the plate as well with DJ Parker as he waves the wood back and forth and readies. Misses low and in for ball one to the right-hand hitting DJ Parker, who had the night off last night. Corners playing in, and they will go toward home to get the lead runner, and then go back toward first in the event of a ground ball to the corners. The 1-0 delivery misses low for ball two. Tried to bring it up from the south pole was the catcher Del Real, and it was unsuccessful. Now Parker digs back in. Open stance for the right-hand hitter. Recently signed to a D2 Hawaii Pacific. Here's the 2-0 delivery with nobody out, and the bases loaded. Check swing went around on it. Could not hold up on that one. Almost spinning in his stance. On deck is Patrick Bowen Jr. And here's the X factor of the night. 2 walks and 2 hits in the inning. If they can get a little bit more hits, the Colt 45s will have an absolutely powerful offensive night. Now this misses low and in for ball three. So 3-1.
Yeah, now if you're downing in the Zephyrs defense, you're worried about walking in back-to-back runs and keeping the bases loaded. Again, 0 outs just in this first inning, which I guess the first inning is better than any other inning. Give you the most time to come back.
3-1 breaking ball swung on and missed for strike two. Now DJ's seen it. A little bit of an assured nod and shake of the upper body as he digs back in now after stepping out. Some action out in the bullpen for the Zephyrs. The payoff delivery with nobody out, runners on first, second, and third. Down and kicks, deals. Check swing on a fastball low and in, and it is 3 straight walks, and it's now 2-0. The 45s lead it.
And as expected here, we'll get a quick time from the Zephyrs head coach or pitching coach. Make his way out and have a talk with the outfield, as well as Jack Downing, of course, with the ball on the mound.
Yeah, Kevin Hodges out there gathers the whole infield. And Chapman really just managed to shoot those couple of hits. Now it seems like he might be pitching around the next 3 batters that came up after, but again, nothing too crazy. Only the lone wild pitch, which really you like to think could have been smothered by Del Real. Especially with the bunt going, it's kind of hard to pick up that baseball as it's coming in, as Kevin Hodges now makes his way back toward the dugout. Some action out in that Zephyr bullpen, as I said previously, make his way back.
And I'm sure Patrick Bowen, all he's thinking about is not heading into a double play and putting something in the outfield, bringing another run across. Sacrifice fly with zero outs away and bases loaded is exactly what you want, other than, obviously, a base hit. But you cannot complain with just putting the ball in play here, as long as it's not into a double play.
Or even working another walk. And right. I had 10 last night. And already 3 tonight. Runners, at first, they take the leads. The off-speed misses up and away for ball one. Patrick Bowen Jr., left-hand hitter. Taps the plate with his bat. Back in the box. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball. Misses wide again for ball two. Here's the 2-0 delivery from Downing. It's reached for. It's a line shot into left field. It'll get down for a base hit. Coming around to a score all the way from second base is Chiarito flying in. DJ Parker into third base and contesting the throw. And it's a 2 RBI single for Patrick Bowen Jr. A hard knock laced it into left. Conklin trotted in, and right on his heels was Chiarito as Parker moves all the way up to third, which is very difficult to do given the fact that that baseball went into left field. And now runners at the corners for Tyler Jones, the catcher.
Yeah, and great base running there, as mentioned by D'Amico Parker, and a great hit, the best slap of the night so far, Patrick Bowen, with a long single there. Now Tyler Jones got an opportunity with runners on the corners, zero outs away, not much pressure on him here. 4-0, the Colt 45's lead here in the bottom of one.
I was going to say, especially in a 4-0 ballgame, here's a pitch from Downing, off speed, might have been a fastball actually, a little bit right in there, right at the belt, on that inside corner. And that's where the changeup and fastball, that changeup essentially a slower fastball where it slows as it gets toward the plate to simplify it a little bit. But you're supposed to, it's supposed to look like a fastball, and then as soon as you go get ready to swing on the heater, all of a sudden you're swinging in, swinging through nothing but air and come up empty. Just because it throws off your timing. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Right there again on the inner half. Called strike two to Tyler Jones, the seventh batter of this bottom of the first.
The slightest bit of disagreement on both called strikes from Tyler Jones. Just a little bit of a head tilt, a little bit of confusion there.
That strike zone still getting established here in the first, but it's been pretty strict for Mr. Downing. The 1-2 tried to drop it in there, but it was a bit high. Makes the count 2 balls and 2 strikes with nobody out. Runners at the corners, DJ Parker from third, and Patrick Bowen Jr. from first. Wide stands for Jones. Here's the pitch from Downing. From the stretch, rocks and deals off the first base side. Breaking ball swung on and missed by Jones, and he, Chase, the first out of the inning for Jack Downing. That will bring up the designated hitter, Tyson Bragg, left-hand hitter. Dig into the box. With runners at the corners, now that double play would put the Zephyrs back in the dugout, and that's what they're looking for here. As the left-hand batter digs in with the purple batting gloves. First pitch by Downing is a line shot towards the third baseman on the backhand. Nowhere to go. Hits the line shot. Fantastic play by Emmons. Diving to it right toward the line and picked it up off the top of the dirt for out number two, and Bragg hit that one right on the screws.
Yeah, an incredible play there by Emmons. Again, not to take anything away from the contact Bragg made right down that third baseline. Cross body, turning his shoulder, and making that grab, picking it up off the dirt, basically. But that is technically a flyout to third, which is about the lowest flyout you'll ever see for out number two.
Yeah, hit on a line shot and in that third base. Hot corner. Yeah, just that line out to third. A great play by the third baseman Emmons as this one misses low and in. So ball, 2 balls on the 9 hitter, which is also the 9th batter of this bottom of the first. And called strike there.
Yeah, and a good find there by downing, needing a strike there. If he goes down 3-0 there, you got to assume the bases will be loaded again. Deegan Pallas would just sat there patiently, waiting for one to miss.
Here's the 2-1. It's a broken bat, little chopper back toward the pitcher who handles it cleanly and flips the first in time for the 1-3. But the Colt 45s get four on three hits and a couple of walks as they now lead it at the end of one.
Tonight's Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Score right now as the Concord Zephyrs take the plate for their second inning of work here. Evan Karuba-Rice due up, followed by Caleb Emmons on deck, and in the hole is Aaron Del Real, the catcher for tonight's Zephyrs lineup. Chase Phillips with his second inning on the mound here, looking to make it as flawless as the first, as this one's going to get fouled back for strike one. And 4-0, four runs coming across on three hits and three walks for the Colt 45s. And they're up for the Colt 45s in the bottom of the first. And this will even count 1-1. This one misses just inside. This 1-1 from Phillips fouled back again. It'll bring the count to 1-2. Still no strikeouts on the night for either side. Or my mistake for the Colt 45s. Downing did get one on Tyler Jones there.
I was going to say, yeah, we haven't seen one from Chase Phillips
just yet, but I anticipate one this inning for sure.
Couldn't agree more. As Phillips there. Bring him up there. Got him looking on the inside corner. A little bit of hesitation from the umpire. Had me confused there, but looked like it hit the zone, and it did, right in the inside corner for the first strikeout of the night for Chase Phillips.
I was going to say, just like that, yeah, 1-2, dropped it in there. Got the nice little breaking ball. Beautiful pitch from Phillips on cue.
Now it's the right hand hitting Caleb Emmons with that fantastic play at the hot corner to nab the line out. He calls a called strike one.
There's the 0-1 delivery.
Right there at the knee.
Called strike two. As the right hand hitter taps the
plate with his bat
and running up on strikes there again, looking. So back to back backward K's. And that one was a very quick
1-2-3 punch.
Yeah, good looking three pitches there from Chase Phillips. Del Real up to the plate for his first attempt here tonight.
Right hand batter. The backstop takes a called strike one right at the knee. That strike's been a little bit more expanded.
And Chase Phillips must have heard us up here in the booth. He's looking for three strikeouts in a row, as this one's going to miss and even up the count. 1-1.
Yeah, he definitely wants to just punch out the side. Here's the 1-1. This is just a bit up and away off the plate. two balls and one strike to the right-hand hitting Aaron Del Real, catcher tonight. With the Zephyrs. There's a ground ball toward the shortstop. Carroll gobbled up there. Throws across in time. The extension by Bowen Jr. and the side is retired. The Zephyrs go 1-2-3. A couple of K's for Phillips as we head to the second inning. 4-0 ball game. Crimson in Redding, California.
Tonight's 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
We have some shitty games here on the team. Put by Rick Vicente, our GM. Set him down 1-2-3, and then top out the first. Only allowed one hit, but that has been. On the other side. He faced 9 in the bottom of the first. That's quite literally what you do not want to do. So he'll look to mix his pitches maybe a little bit up. Have less command issues. That would be my guess. Just kind of figure out what sticks. Throw some pasta at the wall, see what sticks.
There you go. That's a great one there. Love that. Yeah, good opportunity to really right the ship, turn it around here. It's so early in this ball game, only 4-0. Obviously not the best start, not the most ideal start for the Zephyrs, but, they conceded 12 in one inning last night, so it could always be worse. And they have the offense to be able to come back and get themselves into this game. They might have to scrap and claw for every bit of it, but I'm sure they're determined to do that, and they're willing to as well.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You have to be. It's a very scrappy game. As, again, the leadoff man airs up to the plate, will be followed by Carroll and Conklin. The first pitch misses low, just a bit outside as well for ball one. As clouds moving, drifting ever so slightly up above the ballpark, some pretty big cumulus clouds. This one's hitting the air towards center, giving chase as a center fielder. It's going to go beyond his head all the way to the wall. Airs around first. He's headed for two. He's going to hit the bag at second. The throw coming in is going to be late. Side. Timmy Ayers with a triple. It is over the center fielder Yost's head all the way toward the wall out there in center field, and he just turned and burned.
Yeah, incredible speed there on the base running from Ayers, just making his way around the base paths perfectly. And obviously that ball going way over into deep center field, it looked like.
And that was the wind being
lost it a little bit. Yeah, and it just kept on carrying and carrying out to deep center field and ended up hitting the wall before he was rounding second before the ball was even in the hands of Jost. So incredible triple there, and that's a single and triple early on, 2-for-2 for Timmy Ayers as Mark Anthony Carroll will wear this first pitch from Downing, and things are looking a little bit grim for this Zephyrs defense.
Yeah, now you just need to settle in here if you're Downing, which we said back in the first, but again, now it's the issue of not having the command issues, not giving up hits either. Now it's the right-hitting Conklin to the plate. He walked his last time up. This is low, and taking second base as it's bobbled by the catcher is Carroll with the heads-up base running. Take second base, and if he drew a throw, Ayers was going to definitely break from third, try and scratch an easy run across. good job by the catcher, Del Real, to just hold on to it and eat it. Conklin working a 1-0 count with nobody out. Waves the bat back and forth, slightly open stance. Here's a 1-0 with runners at second and third. The infield drawn in. This is low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Ready, kicks, deals. Check swing, doesn't matter, bottom of the zone. 2-1 now to Conklin. He'll work that walk back in the first part of the four-run bottom half of the first by the Colt 45s. Delivery, fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it again. As Chiarito will do a little bit of ball boy activities, go chase that foul ball down from near the backstop.
Yeah, and just a little bit of opposite end, or opposite from most nights, opposite directional wind coming in from right blowing towards left field, pushing out a little bit towards that street out there.
Here's the 2-1. It's chopped toward third, foul. Just a bit out of play. Yeah, the wind pushing out way more than it has
right.
any other weekend, both tonight and last night. And then also with that, shadows playing a bit of a factor due to the inconsistency as there's spots of sun all over in right field and then parts of deep left center field and shallow center field out toward right center field, just some sun splotches. But other than that, shadows covering pretty much all of the field. There's a 2-2. Is a ground ball toward the third? Go home. Cut down the runner home. Out there and getting the easy out. Carroll moves up to third, though. Air is a race on the play. Moving third is Carroll, and Conklin reaches on the fielder's choice. Gobbled up by Emmons and went home and got airs by about 30 feet or so.
Yeah.
And definitely the right play to make.
Yeah, absolutely a good play. Definitely a sketchy play, a little bit of a scary play to make. As it's obviously it is a force out, but if he chose not to go and then Carroll decides not to go as well, you know, it makes it really complicated. But now runners at the corners and you save a run from coming across. So they executed that really well, even though it wasn't exactly the easiest play to make.
And now they can move to double play depth as this one escapes the catcher momentarily, but it gets to it. Popped up over his head some way, somehow. And smothered it very quickly, Del Real. And now that double play no longer in order with Conklin taking second base on the play. So now the infield moves back to playing in. No double play to get out of the jam now. They did have the corners playing in previously against this left-hand hitting Chiarito to the plate who walked his last time up. Here's the 1-0 delivery from the righty down and kicks, steals. Just a bit low and in. Great spot there from Downing, just didn't get the call on that breaking ball. Peering in, glove near his front leg, comes set from that first base side, looking for a ground ball or a punch out. Here's the 2-0. Breaking ball on the outside corner, belt high. 2-1 with one out. Left-hand hitter, huge hole on the right side between the first baseman and second baseman. First baseman playing about 4 or 5 steps off the bag. Second baseman, Ramos, playing about 10 feet towards first. Comes fouled off toward the first dugout and bare hand play made by Kevin Hodges, the manager. On deck is DJ Parker. Runners at second and third. The wind swirling out there towards center. Center fielder Yost shaded toward left. Just a few steps. Here's the 2-2 delivery from Downing as he gets his sign and comes set, working from that first base side out of the stretch. Runners take their leads from second and third. The 2-2 is shot toward the second baseman and is going to go over his head all the way into shallow right center field. Rounding third is Conklin. He will come in to score, and it's a 2-RBI single for Braden Chiarito.
Yeah, great hit there. Again, just another chopper. We've seen quite a few of those so far. This game's seen one in every inning, just making hard contact, and the ball is just skipping off that infield grass today. I don't know what it is. Maybe that little weather wind shift. It's bouncing high, and it's bouncing hard.
Yeah, just a lot of spin on those baseballs. They're not barreling the baseball, but they're putting it in play, and when you put the ball in play, good things happen. We talked about it before on the pregame show, and in this case, same thing. We're seeing it live. When you get the ball bounce your way, all of a sudden it's a brand new ball game. This is something that other teams come in here and do against the Colt 45s. And the Colt 45s have tended to capitalize more on the walks and errors the hit batsman versus the actual hitting aspect. and in this case, putting the ball in play, forcing the Zephyrs to make some tough plays. Here's a one. This one skips all the way toward the backstop, toward the screen, and taking second base is Braden Chiarito.
Yeah, taking away that double play opportunity again, just based off of an unforced error, and just, again, just some unforced error so far has been the story of the scoreboard for the Zephyrs this weekend, on the defensive side of things more than anything. They've helped out the Colt 45s in more than three or four ways, by the walks, the hit batsmen, the wild pitches, and the errors even on the infield.
This breaking ball brushes Parker off the plate. That's ball three to DJ Parker, who walked on the 3-2 pitch and his first at-bat tonight, back in the first. Here's a 3-0 delivery from Jack Downing, the righty. Misses low for ball four, and DJ Parker works himself a three-pitch walk. I will put two runners on for Patrick Bowen Jr. As the catcher, Del Real, will trot out to the mound, have a quick word with his starting pitcher, Jack Downing, who's just had a rough go of things. Mostly been command issues, but also getting some strike calls, not getting the best strike zone we've ever seen, but also not the worst. And when you mix that with just some odd moving baseballs out there on the field, it's going to create some havoc. Now a slow walk. A saunter from the catcher, Del Real, honestly just trying to ice this Colt 45's offense, which, again, hasn't been too powerful. They haven't really barreled the baseball yet, apart from Timmy Ayers' triple, but even that wasn't really a line shot. It was just caught up into the wind and just kept carrying over the center fielder. Couldn't track it down.
Yeah, and I would say that's this
one here is line shot toward the center fielder. Yost, been snaring it. Having to climb the ladder with that baseball riding the wind that will hold the runners at first and second as he turns and plants and sucks it back into the diamond. And now two gone here for Patrick Bowen Jr. Hit that one right on the screws again on cue. But Yost able to track it down, catches it for the line out, and that will bring up Tyler Jones, who struck out swinging his last time up.
Yeah, I was about to say, Timmy Ayers, obviously that triple is really impressive, but Patrick Bowen Jr., they're back-to-back, unfortunately. Great play out there in center field, but his around the score was very impressive as well. Probably one of the better-looking hits so far tonight, but still more active on the offensive side of things than last night where they were working the free stuff. Still getting a few hits here.
Fastball misses wide for ball one. Yeah, last night they were out-hit, and they played worse defense in terms of errors, and they also left more aboard than the Zephyrs did.
And they won by 10. Pretty incredible. It wasn't a close game. It wasn't a nail-biter by any means.
It's a chopper through the right side for a base hit. Turning at third, headed for home is Chiarito. The throw-in is going to be cut off and not in time. DJ Clark holds it third behind him. Chiarito comes in to score on the RBI single from Tyler Jones, who comes through and collects another hit for the Colt 45s. And DJ Parker did it again, similar to last weekend. And now Kevin Hodges is going to come out and chat things over as Tyler Zanis will be the courtesy runner for Jones. He has the night off in terms of starting, at least.
Yeah, a lot of times you'll see him come in and get an at-bat in the 8th or 9th inning, if needed, if game's already roughly in hand, more or less.
And just like that, the night will be done for Jack Downing, who goes into inning and 2/3 plus. He faces 16 Colt 45s and gives up a total of 7 runs, pending the runner still aboard, and just a rough go of things for Jack Downing. And we're going to cut the break to allow the new reliever to his warm-up tosses, and we'll be right back here on KCNR. We'll be the reliever facing off against Tyson Bragg with two outs and runners at the corners here in the home half of the second. It's 7-0. The 45 lead it.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Summer travel is here, and summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
KCNR Shasta Reading.
You're tuned into Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR Shasta Reading, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at kcnrradio.com. Jacob Green and Spencer Schlinge here with you. It's great to have you with us. As a reliever, Jackson Dalton wrecked. Well, coming to this ballgame for Jack Downing. Runners at the corners. Both of those runners are the responsibility of Downing, who got the baseball tonight from Kevin Hodges. We're here in the home half of the second. First pitch, swing and a miss by the left-hand hitting Tyson Bragg. Four strike one. His first at-bat had that line out on the great play by Emmons, the third baseman. That open, slightly open stance, very widespread stance. Here's the 0-1. It's popped up foul out of play beyond the third base dugout of the 45s. He stays alive. No balls and one strike to Bragg. No balls and two strikes, rather, with two outs and runners at the corners. The 0-2 bounced in there. Misses low.
Yeah, good job, Del Real. They're able to keep that one in front of him and keep this runners at the corners here, obviously, an opportunity for Tyler Jones to move on, or Sanheiser, actually.
Yeah, over there, first, has the ability to get to second quickly if needed. Here's the 1-2 delivery from the righty. It's going to brush Bragg off the plate, but it plunks him in the process as he will take his base that moves Sanheiser up to second. And now the bases are loaded for Deegan Paulos, who grounded out back to the pitcher his last time up.
Yeah, and Paulos has seen that before as well. He got hit by a pitch back-to-back last night in the fifth inning. Back-to-back hit by pitches. So looking to, I'm sure he'd take that, but.
Well, debatable in the sense of you'd rather get a hit, but
right,
also
right.
You'll take it any day.
Depends on the situation.
Yeah, definitely situational.
You're in an 0-2 hole.
Here's the first pitch to the right-hand hitter off the plate outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes to the right-hand hitter. Digs his back foot in. Infield playing behind the runners. Here's the 1-0 delivery. At the bottom of the zone, wow. Just barely. A low strike issue there for sure. One ball and one strike all the way in the southern hemisphere, to say the least. Here's the 1-1 delivery from the righty. It's stopped, foul. Out of play. Down that third base side. So one ball and two strikes. Here in the home half of the second. Ducks on the pond here. First, second, and third. Here's a 1-2 delivery with two gone to the right-hand hitting. Paulos. 1-2. Misses low and away in the dirt. It's ball two. Two balls and two strikes. And this five pitch at bat now. And the 2-2 delivery. This is low again. Just some visible frustration there from the reliever wrecked. A little jumping up and down, kind of clench of the fist as he just can't get that baseball to stay elevated. It keeps dropping way too low, hitting the dirt, trying to get a punch out with it. Now a full count of three balls and two strikes. He does not want to walk in a run. The payoff is right there, just a bit above the belt. Now we'll walk in a run. And again, the Colt 45 send 9 to the plate, and now the 10th batter of the inning as another walk is issued.
Yeah, bases loaded as well, still working. That's 4 runs in the first inning, 4 runs in the second inning. They got an opportunity here to do some real damage.
And the Colt 45's a textbook start for them so far.
Yes, Timmy Ayers will lead things off here. He tripled earlier in this inning. Sky is this one. Back behind shortstop in shallow left center field. No man's land getting called up by the left fielder charging in. Stevens able to squeeze it. And the side is retired. But the Colt 45's, again, get a handful. They strand them loaded. After Breck comes in, does a little janitorial work for Downing. And after two complete, it's 8-0 in the 45's lead.
The game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. First pitch swinging, fouls it off the front leg. That's the right-hand batting Raul Ramos, the second baseman for the Zephyrs. And it's taking the rest of the way through this third inning. Here's Spencer.
Jacob, as this one's going to get hit into center field. D'Amico Parker just a couple steps back and able to make the grab. And Raul Ramos with good contact, but D'Amico Parker not having to move but a few feet here, and that is out number one here in the top of the third. First hit to the outfield for the Zephyrs tonight.
Yeah, and again, a solid knock. Barrel, yeah. But just right at the Colt 45.
As this one up back by Keith Mattie. Yeah, one count here. And if you're the Zephyrs, just trying to get anything on base here, try to get some ducks on the pond, try to bring some runners across here in this inning, because the sooner the better, as they are down 8-0 early here. As another call, Maddie will take. It's an 0-2 count. Chase Phillips delivers the 0-2 as it's fouled towards the Zephyrs dugout. And the count remain 0-2. Phillips kicks and deals the 0-2. Misses just low. It'll bring the count to 1-2. And Mattie, his first at-bat of the night here, coming in the third inning with an out away. Phillips wasting no time. Got him swinging. And able to hold on to it is Tyler Jones at catcher. So that'll be out number two. And the third strikeout for Chase Phillips. And now it'll be the top lineup with Gabe Yost. Who's patrolling center field. He flew out right back to Chase Phillips on the second pitch of the night. Get back in the first inning. So he's looking to put something in play here. Two outs away, and a two-out rally seems mandatory here in the third inning. The Zephyrs want to get something going and get back into this ballgame. As we will watch a called strike. Phillips again, wasting no time, swung on hard. Going to find some space in between left and center field. It's a good-looking hit there from Yost, and it'll be a stand-up single in that 7-8 hole. Out there finding some empty grass. Mark Anthony Carroll and D'Amico Parker both giving chase to that, as well as Timmy Ayers out there and left. None of them able to get to it in time. It finds the space. find some open grass there. And now we got a runner for the Zephyrs, and Mason Renau will be due up. Two outs away here in a 8-0 ball game at the Colt 45's lead here. Top of the third. Dugout, the Colt 45's dugout, and that will be strike number one. Chase Phillips will get a new baseball here. Phillips delivers the 0-1. This is just outside. They'll bring the count 1-1. And we're now singled back in the first inning. He was stranded on second base in that double play that got both Lister and Stevens, who are due up here in this inning, should it continue. And he will watch one here miss just inside for ball two. So a 2-1 count for the punch out here. Here's the 2-1 from Phillips. This is just low again. It'll bring the count to 3-1. Phillips yet to walk a batter, but one ball away from doing that here. He's going to try to find the zone and make it one Renau should swing at. Here's the 3-1. Swung on hard. It's going to be foul again. Possibly stay in play for third baseman Conklin. And not able to make the grab. It will be foul. Just out of the ballpark. And it'll fill the count. 3-2. And the payoff pitch will be pending here. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, and an 8-0 ball game. That the 45 lead. And the Zephyrs have a runner on first here, just trying to get anything across and start up a two-out rally here in the top of three. And a quick little pause as everyone makes their way back to their spots here. Maybe a little shaken up there, Preston Conklin grabbing the knee. Couldn't quite, was a little bit shaded by that. Colt 45 dugout may have ran into the fence there. Yeah, he looks to be wincing just a little bit, as here's the full count, swung on. Deegan Paulos making an incredible play, keeping the ball in front of him, and an incredible play by Deegan Paulos at second. A 4-3 putout, how about that? And the Zephyrs threaten, but they do not score on a base hit that should have definitely brought a runner around. And that is how the inning will end. Stranding one to the Zephyrs, but they do not score on one hit. And we will be heading to the bottom of three here in an 8-0 lead for the Colt 45s.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Two up for your Colt 45s in the bottom of the third is Mark Anthony Carroll, followed by Preston Conklin, and in the hole is Braden Chiarito, all getting their third opportunity at the plate here in the third inning, which should tell you the story of the ballgame here. 8-0, Colt 45's lead. Four runs in the first, four runs in the second, and a bunch of goose eggs for the Zephyrs on the offensive side of things.
and a relief pitcher already in Jackson Dalton Recht, getting his first inning of burn here, full inning, that is. Yeah, Mark Anthony Carroll on the night. Singled, came around to score, and was hit by a pitch, and came around to score here. So looking to pick up where he left off here, just on base and coming around to score. Keep it 100. Or 1,000, rather. As he watches one miss just low for ball one. Mark Anthony Carroll digging in. Colt 45s repping the all-white jerseys here tonight with the yellow sleeves and the black undershirts, as this one's going to get chopped, and a missed play there by shortstop in Keith Mady. And that is going to be a single for Mark Anthony Carroll, possibly on the E6 there, most likely. Not the easiest play there by Matthew, but couldn't quite get the glove on the ground there on a little chopper. And Mark Anthony Carroll will reach first safely. Now Preston Conklin takes the plate. He has walked, and he has reached via the fielder's choice. And he has come around to score both times. As this first pitch misses just high on Conklin for ball one. Mark Anthony Carroll on first. Wouldn't be surprised if he went for something here. It's zero outs away. And this one does hit the inside zone. It'll be 1-1, even up the count. Just inside at the knees, called strike. Mark Anthony Carroll dancing off first base right now, being held on by Lister, as this one misses just inside. It'll bring the count to 2-1. As the sun's still peeking around here, maybe in the very deepest parts of the ballpark, just getting that American flag standing up there in deep center field. As this one swung on by Conklin, it's going to find some open grass in between second and shortstop, and Mark Anthony Carroll's going to go for third, and he is going to get rung up, goes for the swing move, but not able to get around the tag. A great play out there from center fielder. That is going to be Yost making the throw in to Emmons, and Emmons supplying the tag, so it is going to be out number one, but reaching second is Preston Conklin.
Yeah, Conklin advancing to second on the throw, which is a great heads-up play by Conklin. However, Carroll decided to test the arm of Yost, and Yost, it wasn't necessarily the greatest throw, but it got there in plenty of time, and Carroll tried to do all he could with the swim move, as you said, Spencer, but just unable to not get around it, and that's out number one. And it's just a fantastic play by the defense out there, and yeah, now cloud cover over the ballpark now, and it is reminiscent of the marine layer that comes in into those Bay Area ballparks, to say the least. Reminds me of my childhood watching games at the Coliseum. Just that cloudiness over the ballpark.
As Braden Chiarito in for his third at-bat of the night, as he will take a called strike. He'll even up the count here, one ball and one strike. He has also come around to score both times, one via the walk and one on a single that actually drove in a run, if I'm not mistaken, as well. Or maybe two, actually. I believe it was two runs coming across there on the Chiarito single in the bottom of the second.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I remember, I think it was a two RBI single is how I called it.
As this one's going to miss for a ball, it'll bring the count to 2-1.
Cite myself as a source there.
There you go. You're a very reliable source as well.
You know, I try to be. That's kind of my whole here.
Conklin's still on second with a decent lead. No one there to hold him on right now. 2-1 count. Swung on. And it's going to carry him just foul. Kind of just turned away from him there. If that stayed fair, it would have been a great hit there by Chiarito. Even up the count 2-2. And it definitely would have brought Conklin around to score. A close one. Great contact on the ball, but it's just going to be about 10 feet out of that first base line in the outfield.
Yeah, Conklin would have been able to crawl around third base
right.
And score. That thing was roped down the right field line, just couldn't quite keep it fair in that 3-10 marker out there.
It's a 2-2 count here. Rex still looking for his first strikeout of the night. Opportunity for it here. And he will miss just outside. Trying to get Chiarito to chase this, something it'll fill up the count. And Jackson Dalton wrecked again. First full inning of work here, coming in relief a little bit earlier than expected. Two-thirds of the way through the second inning. 8-0 ball game here. Runner in scoring position on second is Conklin. payoff pitch here coming from Dalton Recht. Looks off Conklin. Here's 3-2, swung on foul, and we will do it again as it goes to the dugout. Out towards those bocce ball courts behind us.
Yeah, a little bit off time with these swings. And playing the game over there with Mattier, a little cat and mouse game over there at second, dancing off the bag, Conklin.
And an hour into this ball game now, 8-0. Colt 45's lead here in the bottom of the third inning. Looking to continue to keep the pressure on the Zephyrs here, who have had all but everything go their way.
Yeah, another look back toward the second. Now it goes home.
And that one's going to miss high, and it will be a full count walk. And Chiarito will take first for free, which could be worse for the Zephyrs. They are going to have an opportunity for a double play, as it has been very slow moving when the Zephyrs have been out on the field. Just trying to make plays. Outs have been hard to come by, and it's not going to get any easier as D'Amico Parker here is up to the plate, who was walked both times patiently waiting, and he came around to score, was stranded on third in the first, and came around to score in the second. So looking to put that ball here. Runners on first and second for Parker. He could definitely bring a run around to score. Maybe even a pair. As this one swung into shallow center field, under it is Yost, and able to make the grab. Runners decide not to go. Probably a wise decision there. First pitch swinging will fly out to center is D'Amico Parker. So two outs away, runners remain on first and second, and two up is Patrick Bowen Jr., who singled and flew out to center as well in the first and second inning.
Yeah, kind of surprising there from DJ Parker. He hasn't hit the ball really well tonight at all. He's walked twice, and then that just a mile-high pop-out skied it towards shallow center field where the center fielder, Yost, was able to just to camp underneath it. It was a can of corn, even with this wind blowing, which is now blowing in from left center field, and a little bit of a cross breeze. This one misses wide to the left hand, hitting Bowen Jr., who is singled and lined out tonight.
Yeah, so 1-0 count here for Bowen as the left-handed hitter digs back in. Dalton Recht still searching for that first strikeout, but so far hasn't brought any runners across on his own watch, as the eight have come across from Jack Downing in the 1 2/3 innings he pitched. Not his best night, of course, but an opportunity to turn it around possibly tomorrow, as his arm will still be relatively fresh. As this one swung down the first baseline, but it will be foul. Close one there, just a few feet away from being a fair ball, just ripped down the first baseline, and I don't think Lister was going to stay in front of that one. That would have brought Conklin around to score, surely, as it would have caromed all the way out to that right fielder. And that is a long throw from right field to home plate, for sure.
100%, especially from foul territory.
Right. 2-1 count here for Conklin, or Bowen, rather, as Conklin holds on second after the wild pitch, decides not to go. And on first is Braden Chiarito still. That will bring the count to 3-1. And looking to work the walk now is Bowen Jr. Here's the 3-1, and stepping off will be Dalton Recht, giving time.
I think part of the methodology here for these Zephyrs is to slow things down. Don't get caught up in the motion and commotion of the ball game.
Right.
Make your throws very intentional, or your pitches very intentional.
Here's 3-1 called strike, and a great placement pitch there from Dalton Recht, and it will fill up the count.
I was going to say, and keep your head in the count.
Right.
Don't lose a batter on a 2-1 delivery or a 2-0 delivery because you didn't get a strike call. You have to stay in it no matter what the count.
Here's the payoff. Misses high, and runners will go for free as they both went to steal. It won't matter. They will get those 90 feet anyways, and bases are not loaded with two outs away, and Tyler Jones up to the plate. In an 8-0 ball game, the Colt 45s lead. In the bottom of the third here, Tyler Jones singled in the second and struck out swinging in the first, but he did bring a run across in D'Amico Parker back in the second inning.
That is a total of 7 walks issued tonight. Like, Zephyr pitching. And they hit, the Colt 45s had 10 total last night. Now, Jones at the plate. And if you're the Zephyrs, you got to cut it out now and figure it out, because pretty soon you're going to lose this ballgame before it's even halfway over.
Right.
Already down by 8, and now Ducks on the pond.
And no runs have come across this inning. They still have the opportunity here. It's just bases are loaded, and Tyler Jones is going to swing at anything here, as this one's called strike one. With 2 outs, runners will be going on anything, rather.
Yeah, they'll be able to break on contact with 2 outs, and then, again, if it moves to a full count, they'll be able to break as soon as he's into his delivery.
Yeah, and the Zephyrs are fully capable of getting themselves out of this, whereas the last two times, as this one hits the zone for strike two, and again, Jones, probably one he could have swung at there, decides to hold off of it. 0-2 count. But yeah, in the first and second inning, bases were loaded before there was a single out.
I was going to say, this is the best shape they've been in to have a shutdown inning.
Right, right. Here's the 0-2, an opportunity for Dalton Recht to get back in the dugout. And it plunks Tyler Jones, and it will walk in a run just on the inside towards the elbow. And everyone will move up 90 feet. And coming around to score off the hit by batsman will be Preston Conklin. And that extends the Colt 45 lead to 9-0. And Tyson Bragg, the designated hitter, due up with the bases loaded. Great opportunity for him here, as the cloud cover sitting right over the ballpark now. Some dark, mean gray skies that you usually don't see in June here in Northern California.
Yeah, and again, like I said, it's very nostalgic for me. Just,
right.
Again, not only being from the Bay Area, but with the lights on and the gray cloud cover looking like a marine layer later in the night. And, you go into the summer ball games where you show up in shorts and a t-shirt at 85 degrees at the fifth or sixth inning. Cloud cover overhead, you throw that hood on and put the jersey on top, look at the green and gold.
There you go.
Up in the third deck of the ballpark, some great memories out there. Or down there, I should say. Swing and a miss. Got him on the back door.
Yeah, hard swing from Bragg there. He knows the bases are loaded. He's a designated hitter. He's got absolutely nothing to lose here. In a game that's 9-0 here in the third inning, he's just swinging for the fences, you'd have to assume.
Yeah, and the Zephyrs have gotten better as the ball game's gone on, but they find themselves in a 9-0 hole.
Here's the 0-1 from Dalton Recht. Misses just high, and it'll even up the count. Close pitch there. As the lights have been switched on here at Tiger Field, yet to take too much of an effect, but by the end of the fourth inning, I'm sure it will have. Bragg watches one down in the dirt. Del Real doing a good job keeping that one in front of him, as bases are loaded and runners could have all advanced, possibly, or at least brought a run around to score if that one caromed off the backstop. 2-1 count here for designated hitter Tyson Bragg. Bases loaded, 2 outs away. There's the pitch. Hits the zone, and it'll even up the count 2-2. Tyson Bragg looking at that one. Probably thought it was a little bit outside, but it does make its way back into the zone. Levels the count 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Bases loaded. And the left-handed hitter here looking to do some damage, bring some runners across. Dalton Recht with the pitch here, swung through that shortstop and third base hole, through that 5-6 hole. 2 runs will come around and score. And it is a good-looking single. 2 RBI single for Tyson Bragg, and that brings the score to 11-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. And it is all Colt 45s out here at Tiger Field tonight.
Tyson Bragg poked it through on that left-hand side opposite field, punched it through, got the 2 RBI single, and it was bobbled out there in left. Anheuser had the chance to get into fifth gear at second base and try for three. It likely would have been thrown out, but you never know when you test the arm out there. And Stevens, we saw last night, has a pretty decent arm. And especially when you're up by this many, there's no reason to really push things and push the envelope. One of those unwritten rules of baseball of when you get up by a lead this much, especially this early on in a ball game, you just don't do things like that. It's part of those very, the unwritten rules, but the, what should you say, the rules of the duel, I guess.
There you go.
Would be a way to say it.
As Palace watches one inside, pushes him off the play, he'll bring the count to 1-0, and that will even it up there. Very similar spot, just a little more inside, even the count, that's all it took. Difference between a ball and strike, just a few inches there. Runners on first and second, Bragg and Zanheiser.
1-1 count here. Palos on the night has walked and grounded out back towards the pitcher at the time, Jack Downing. As this one misses low, Del Real keeps it in front of him yet again. But 2-1 count here. And again, just lack of the K, the punch-outs, and making these Colt 45s, they have hit really well so far, something we saw a lot with the Zephyrs last night out of Concord. They have just C-ball, hit-ball so far tonight, and it's indicative on the scoreboard.
Yeah, and sometimes it is, in fact, that simple.
As this one will get chopped down third baseline, even if the count 2-2. We've seen a handful of 2-2 or full counts here. All have been won by the Colt 45s. They have two walks that came around to score here and a hit that came around, or a hit just now by Tyson Bragg on these more extended at-bats. So an opportunity here for Dalton Reck to do something and right this ship here before it is fully sailed. Here's the 2-2, swung on. It's going to be straight up into the air. It's going to carry him foul. It will stay in the ballpark for first baseman. He will be able to make the grab. It's a good grab by Lister, and that will retire the side in a rather anticlimactic way. Palos will fly out on a foul ball. The Colt 45s bring three across, but strand two on a pair of hits, and they are heading to the top of the fourth inning with an 11-0 lead.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Due up for the Concord Zephyrs here in the top of the fourth. Brendan Lister followed by Jason Stevens and Evan Karuba-Rice through the heart of this lineup. And it is much needed and mandatory, as this one's fouled off for strike one by Lister, that the Concord Zephyrs get something going here as this game has gotten out of hand quickly. Three innings in, 11-0, the Colt 45's lead.
Yeah, this is, in fact, the inning you need to score runs right now if you're the Zephyrs. You have about a couple of innings or so to work with, but against a fairly strong 45's ball club, this one, Sky Torch foul territory, giving chase is the shortstop, Carroll, and
making the grab.
Third baseman, actually. Preston Conklin ranging over into left field, essentially, in foul territory. Got to it, made a basket catch over his shoulder, and we were completely blinded by it as well.
Yeah, and Mark Anthony Carroll delivering his baseball cap back to him as he lost it on the pursuit to that ball, which is the bare minimum you could do for making a play like that. And again, we were shielded. Our apologies. Couldn't quite see what's going on from that dugout from the Colt 45s as the action was happening behind it. This one misses low for ball one to Jason Stevens.
One day when we make it to the show, we'll be up in the...
We'll be able to see everything.
Up in the second or third story of the ballpark, up above the seats with a panoramic view. You can see everything.
As this one swung on hard, right down the second base, right back up towards Chase Phillips, down that third base side, and it's going to be a strong-looking single there from Stevens. And that's some of the power we saw that back in the second inning last night, where he took one out over the left field netting, which is about as high as you can get in this ballpark, and it got out in a hurry.
I mean, goodness gracious, that was a ground out. It was a hard, or a ground ball, and it was a hard knock.
Yes.
Just got through quick.
Right.
I was, again, you can barrel the baseball and it not be in the air.
as Evan Kruber-Rice will watch this one unfazed. Didn't even step into it. Didn't just stare right back at Chase Phillips there. Didn't even look like he wanted to swing in the slightest. And it will work in his favor. Ball one.
Yeah, window shopping all the way.
Right. Just wanted to see what he liked to designate a hitter tonight. As he will watch one miss low and inside again. Bring the count to 2-0. Runner on first, one out away, an 11-0 ball game. Mason Rennell, the only player back in the second at-bat of the night, the only player to reach second base and get in scoring position for his efforts tonight, as this one's going to be called strike. Another watch from Kruber-Rice, but hitting the zone is Phillips. Bring the count to 2-1.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing if you're a pitcher, too. Throw strikes. When you throw strikes, you force the batter to swing.
And this one misses just high. It'll bring the count to 3-1. A close one there.
Yeah, on cue, kind of
right.
Showing me up right there. But you throw strikes, you force the batter to have to swing away at stuff. And you obviously want them to chase, but you're tunneling pitches left and right, just trying to do what you can.
Here's the 3-1 from Phillips. Fouled back, and it'll fill up the count. And we got the payoff pitch here, just the second of the night for the Colt 45s and Chase Phillips. And the last one was one, and it retired the side on Mason Rennell, and that's how the third inning ended. There we go.
Say that 10 times fast.
And swing and a miss and a big punchy there from Chase Phillips. Sends Kruber-Rice back, head shaken, two outs away. And now due up is Caleb Emmons, the left-handed batter, or right-handed batter, rather, in his second at-bat for tonight. He also struck out swinging due to the power of Chase Phillips.
Chugo catching the lingo, calling it a punchy. You love
there
to hear
go.
It.
As this one will miss just off the bag for ball one. One oh count, two outs away, runner on first. In Stevens being held on as this one's going to get popped up to right field, and making the grab is Brayden Chiarito, his first beat of action out there in right tonight. And that will be four batters face, one hit, and three of them sat down. These efforts threaten again, but do not score. We head to the bottom of the fourth, 11-0, the Colt 45's lead.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-purpose car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
As we enter the bottom of the fourth inning, the top of the lineup is due up for the Colt 45s in Timmy Ayers, Mark Anthony Carroll, and Preston Conklin. Brayden Chiarito, the round off hitter, should the inning continue, batting cleanup there, who we just saw make a play out in right field, which leads us here, 11-0, Colt 45's lead, and an opportunity for the lefty Timmy Ayers, who has singled and tripled and also flew out to left. As he's first pitch swinging again, it'll find grass in right field, and it is a good-looking single there by Ayers. And he has seen the ball really well tonight. And again, just a great start to the inning, and that is how it has begun for the Colt 45s. It's been a great start to the game that we are making our way through now. And their first batter is reached in every single inning so far.
And now due up is Mark Anthony Carroll, who has come around to score twice, once on a single, once hit by a pitch, and he reached last inning on an error before being thrown out at third from center field. So an incredible throw, as this first one's going to miss low for ball one. 1-0 count here as the wind continues to whip around here at Tiger Field. And called strike in the zone. Mark Anthony Carroll was looking for something different there, even up the count 1-1. Carroll, not too much action for him at short so far tonight. He's made a couple good plays, which we always see. As this one's going to hit right up to Timmy Ayers at first, but able to make it by the ball. Almost took out his own teammate there on first base, but they will both advance 90 feet, reaching on the single into right field as Mark Anthony Carroll and Timmy Ayers holds at second. And again, indicative of why the score is the way it is, 11-0, the Colt 45's lead here in just the bottom of the fourth inning. They have hit contact every single night, and they have, or every single at bat, and they have found the gaps in this Zephyrs defense. And they have also worked the walk quite well tonight as well. 8 walks on the night, if I'm not mistaken, for the Colt 45s, or 7 rather. 0 outs away, runners on first and second, due up. At the plate now, Preston Conklin, who has come around to score all 3 times. Here's the pitch from Dalton Recht. Misses just high. It'll bring the count to 1-0. Conklin on the night has walked, come around to score, reached via the fielder's choice and come around to score, and singled and has come around to score just most recently in this last inning. Here's the 1-0. Swung on hard into left field. Giving chase to it and making the play is Jason Stevens for out number one, and runners will hold on first and second. And that is out number one here at the bottom of the fourth, as due up is Braden Chiarito, who has walked twice and singled and has also come around to score all 3 times here tonight. So looking for more of that. Chiarito, the left-handed batter, digs in for his 4th at-bat of the night. So far, Colt 45 is batting through the order in every single inning, just about. We'll see if the 4th inning continues. Dancing on 2nd base is Timmy Ayers, as this one misses for ball 1, just a little bit inside at the elbows. 1-0 count, runners on 1st and 2nd, 1 out away. Zephyrs infield at double play depth. Looking off Ayers is Dalton Recht. This one's going to get fired in there for a called strike 1. Even up the count 1-1. A good spot there coming from Chiarito. As the sun is completely set, the moon has begun to rise up into the sky to the right of Tiger Field here, as this one misses off the bag for ball 2. And the wind still blowing every which way right now from left to right, which is the most common we see, pushing in towards right field from out on the road. And this one misses high to bring the count to 3-1, an opportunity for Chiarito to reach via the walk for the 3rd time here as the count is 3-1. And load the bases for D'Amico Parker. Dalton Recht peers in to Del Real. Kicks and deals. Big swing and a miss there from Chiarito. He'll even up the count, or he'll bring it to a full count, 3-2 rather. And still looking for their first strikeout of the night is Jackson Dalton Recht. Opportunity to do it here. Just 1 strikeout on the game for the Zephyrs entirely, coming in the first inning on Tyler Jones, who has since singled and been hit by a pitch. It's an opportunity to see him up here this inning as well. Here's the payoff. Swung foul. Straight up towards, just out. Looked like for a second it was coming right towards me and Jacob Green out here, up here in the booth. And you can see the excitement and a little bit of anxiety coming here up in the booth. But
I was all ready for it. There you go. It does
sit just outside the fence. It looked like the wind was going to push it right to us. But unfortunately, it's foul ball.
It was drifting back, not quite enough spin on it to get all the way back here, but
It was up, and I thought it was going to carry toward me for a second. I was, yeah.
And that there's my
arms out, head to God, hoping for it.
And that there is my reminder to take off my glasses at the end of this inning, because I lost that ball, and I was hoping Jacob was keeping me safe.
Don't worry, I had you. Yeah. I was the third baseman in me was ready to drift which way or whatever, and he was everything.
Mark Anthony Carroll looked like he might have been calling for a balk there. Full count, and it's going to miss low, and that will be ball four. And a little bit of frustration for Chiarito. He has walked three times now on the night, but he has come around to score all three times. And base is loaded, one out away. And an opportunity for D'Amico Parker to bring some runners around, something you see so often.
Yeah, it's up to DJ here to just, I mean, put the nails in the coffin at this point if you're the 45.
Right.
Then give the rookies some burn and kind of walk away with it.
Yeah. 11-0 ball game here. D'Amico Parker watches one, miss the zone just slightly, 1-0 count. Bases loaded, one out away. An 11-0 ball game just in the bottom of the fourth inning here. Here's the 1-0, swung on hard by Parker, back up, and a chance for a double play from 4 to 6 and 6 to 3, but he will be late on the 6-3. No, they will say he got him. How about that? A double play.
What a pick at the other end.
6-3 double play, an incredible pick there by first baseman Lister, and that is how the inning ends, and the side is retired. No runs come across there. All three stranded on a few hits from the Colt 45s.
Well, it's 11-0 after four complete here from Tagger Field. Quick and Clean Car Wash there at the corner. Market and Eureka Way. They're sponsoring tonight's game. And if you need a car wash, stop on by. That's Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck with our all-cloth car wash. Stop by today at the corner of Market and Eureka Way.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Aaron, no balls and one strike as the lights have taken full effect here at Tagger Field. Jacob Green and Spencer Schlinge here with you. The 0-1 delivery is chopped foul down the third base side for strike two here in this 11-0 top of the fifth. Now stepping back in is Aaron Del Real, catcher who grounded out to the pitcher's last time up, chops this one over Phillips' head. The pitcher, gloved by Carroll, back to second base. Strong throw to first in time for the 6-3. Carroll ranges over back behind the second base bag, gobbles it up, and makes a strong throw to first in time to nab Del Real. And that will bring up Raul Ramos, the second baseman, who flew out to center his first time up.
I think you need a third hand.
Now, here's a first pitch to the right hand hitting Raul Ramos. Reaches for this one, grounded up the middle and through for a base hit. A clean knock there from the second baseman. And starting off this inning with a bang, and then a quick answer back there by Ramos. We'll bring up Keith Mathieu, the shortstop who K'd back in the third.
Here's the first pitch to him. Misses off the plate outside for ball one. Thought it was going to catch the edge, but just not quite. Now the 0-1 delivery. Right there on the outside corner at the knees. Same pitch, but maybe just a bit closer to the edge. Here's a 1-1 delivery from Phillips. Breaking ball. Moving out of the way was Mattie. Some chin music coming in toward his left ear. Turning away from it, happy it was a breaking ball rather than a fastball or an off-speed, for
right.
Sure.
Definitely.
Now the 2-1. It's a ground ball toward the first baseman, Bowen Jr. Handles it, gives it to Carroll at second, back to first with Phillips covering, and 3-4, 3-6-1, they turn it rather, and the side is retired just the way you draw it up. Bowen Jr. flipped to second with Carroll on the bag. Phillips got to first in time, played a little first base, and he splashed the leather tonight as well, has been efficient throughout. 4.5, we're halfway through our ball game tonight, after 4.5. It is 11-0, the Colt 45's lead.
Tonight's Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
And welcome back. It will be Carson Downing on in relief to face off against 6, 7, and 8 of these Colt 45s. Bowen Jr., Tyler Jones, and then Tyson Bragg, first base catcher and DH for your 45s. Out of Pleasant Hill, California, and Monterey Bay College, right-hand reliever, a Pleasant Hill native right there next to Concord, and if you've ever been to Krispy Kreme down in the East Bay, you were in Concord. If you drove by DVC in the East Bay, you were in Pleasant Hill. That's the easiest way to remember that.
I'll write it down.
For all you Highway 80 travelers.
In my own notebook.
That's, what, 780, 680? That's 680.
Yeah,
I got to think about this back home. When you're a local, it's just referred to as 80 throughout, but in that sense, I think it's technically 680. Which is, fun fact, the freeway that you take. Well, actually, no. You cross over. Here's a little, and you can tell we're dwindling into the middle.
Little geography
here.
Lesson.
Little geography lesson.
For California residents.
680. You take Highway 24 over, go in the backside of Oakland, take that onto 780, and then that's what you take to go by the Oakland Coliseum, a now empty concrete cathedral.
Oh, way to break my heart on a random Saturday evening. I'm not even an A's fan, or even the biggest of baseball fans, but that was sad.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's some heartbreak in those words.
Yeah. Empty
well,
Coliseum.
The Oakland Roots actually play there. The Oakland Roots.
There you go.
Playing in the USL as this one's taken to the bottom of the zone to even count up at one ball and one strike. The Oakland Roots playing there, they actually play the Sac Republic, which, again, USL, Sacramento, who just announced the stadium at the Rail Yards in Northwest Sacramento, I want to say. So 1-1 is fouled back to the screen. And we'll do it again under beautiful cloud cover. Dark, dark shadows beyond right center field and out toward left all around in a panoramic view of the ballpark. But clear skies overhead for the most part. Those are gray clouds all around, though, with some purple hue around as the sun has set. Here's the 1-2 delivery with nobody out and nobody on from Carson Downing. His foul tip, staying alive like the Bee Gees, as Patrick Bowen Jr. got tested with that heater in and just got a piece of it.
Yeah, good job there making contact. Obviously now you like to see something's going to be switched up here from Dalton Recht. And well, it looks like we do have a new pitcher in for the Zephyrs.
Yeah, Carson.
I missed that one.
Carson Downing.
Thank you.
The southpaw, which
we saw last night, actually, just for a little bit, if I'm not mistaken.
Check swing on this breaking ball. Appeal to third. The answer is no. Did not quite go around. Yeah, we did see Carson Downing for a brief stint. I believe he pitched the final three and the third. Yes, final three and the third, if my math is all correct and in order, which, me being a comm major, hopefully it is. As this one misses, and the count moves to three balls and two strikes.
Downing with just a shake of the head there as well, just a little bit of frustration. The amount of walks you've seen here this weekend coming from the defense and the pitching of this Concord Zephyr side. Obviously, they're very frustrated with it, and they just can't seem to get those punch-outs either.
Now the 3-2 as the lefty Downing kicks and deals, misses way inside, and taking first base with a leadoff walk. That is the ninth walk of the night. And a pinch runner out there. Take that back. I was thinking pinch runner for Tyler Jones. And I realized Tyler Jones is stepping up to the plate, who has Cade singled and been hit by a pitch tonight.
Yeah, and yet to come around and score is Tyler Jones, just one of the two Colt 45s yet to score. However, he's brought a couple across himself, so as he'll just miss this one for strike one.
And for Downing last night, 3 2/3, 4 hits, 3 runs, 1 earned, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. That was in 3 2/3 innings of work. Here's the 0-1 from the southpaw. This is wide, up and away. Already the third pitcher of the evening. Now Jones steps back in, working a 1-1 count. Here's a 1-1 delivery, hit in the air toward left field. Playable for Stevens. He'll now come in a little bit and squeeze it for out number one. Initially, off the crack of the bat, thought it might have a chance to get out, but just kind of died with the wind being fairly non-existent now, just kind of making that flag out in center field swirl just a little bit, but not blowing particularly hard in any regard.
Yeah, really solid-looking swing there from Jones, as you mentioned. I thought I had a chance, too, off the bat. It had high octane and velocity, but just a little bit too under it. And then, again, the wind not playing any nice games there with Jones. Played factor and kept that thing just probably still 100 feet or so short of the getting out. So,
yeah, at least as this one swung on and missed by Bragg. Tied him up inside. For strike one. With the run on first, searching for a double play here are the Zephyrs. And I take that back because this one's fouled off. It is not actually Carson Downing. It's Nicola, because they have two number 10s on their roster, which
that's
I remembered.
Right. That's right.
Chad Johnson told us before the game. Or at least told me. I think you might have been doing a sound check or
something. I heard.
So, well, our apologies.
Sure. Nicola, that is correct. And I do feel like I do remember Downing was a right-handed pitcher as well.
I was looking at the roster and it says right-handed pitcher, and I was thinking, there's no way they got that wrong. Like, it's happened before with other teams who have even less paperwork, so you just never know. Now, as this one's outside, so 1 ball and 2 strikes now, after we have now gotten everything in order. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Nicola with the runner on first being held on by Lister. Kicks, deals, swing, and a miss. And the first strikeout comes all the way here in this bottom of the fifth inning.
Yeah, just the second strikeout of the night entirely there. First one for Nicola for this Zephyrs pitching squad. And just looking to get the job done if they can get a few more of those. But obviously, defense is not going to save them now, not even close. They're going to need a ton of offense and to keep that defensive work up.
Yeah, it's a great check right there on second thought. I forgot Tyler Jones struck out in the first inning. So two
yeah,
of them strikeouts
all the way back there in the first inning. You know,
yeah, scorecard's a little bit
Jones
muddy.
Has been solid, yeah. So
yeah, Jones getting the board a couple of times since. Now Paulos working a 1-0 count. Here's a 1-0 from the southpaw, Nicola. Here with two gone and the runner on first, courtesy of the walk. That's Patrick Bowen Jr.